More than a dozen children of fallen 9/11 firefighters join the FDNY. By Catherine Rodriguez on September 11, 2019. The children of FDNY firefighters who died because of 9/11 are now joining the very organization their fathers fought for. The New York Post reported that the current graduating FDNY class, which is set to graduate in 2 weeks, includes 13 members whose fathers died putting out the blazes on September 11. The 13 members, 12 men and 1 woman, had firefighter fathers killed on September 11, and the class includes siblings, including 2 sons of 1 fallen FDNY member, and the son and daughter of another hero. The legacy class also includes members whose fathers died after contracting illness due to recovery work at Ground Zero. FDNY spokesman Jim Long said this FDNY class has the most legacy members since the 9/11 terror attacks took place, although dozens of other children joined the force in the past. Bravery runs in these extraordinary families who have sacrificed so much for our city. I'm proud of the commitment these probies have already demonstrated to the department and look forward to celebrating with them at their graduation, Fire Commissioner Daniel Negro told the Post. I think it's a great tribute to their dads, said Gerard Fitzgerald, president of the Uniformed Firefighters Association. It's quite inspirational to hear that they're following in their father's footsteps. Heloisa Saro, the wife of fallen FDNY member Carlos Otto, said her children were very proud of their dad, so proud that her son Mark, 25, and daughter, Rebecca, 27, are also following in their father's footsteps. Heloisa, a mother of 6, also added that she has 2 other children already in the FDNY, Matthew Asaro, 30, and Carla Saro Jr., 31. For me, not showing I can be afraid for them, they can do a better job. They can really be strong, Heloisa told NBC's Lester Holt in an interview.